This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
They call it social distancing, a concept that some members of The Dan Patrick Show have been practicing for years.
I remember this girl going, "Gross, get away from me."
Some members of the show struggle giving people personal space.
I think we all need to hug as often as possible during the breaks, after the show, before the show. That's
no, never with you, ever.
But with recent events, it's important to remember that The Dan Patrick Show is available with no human interaction.
None. No, no.
So listen on your radio,
via podcast,
or even youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
A safe place to go.
Dan Patrick.
Welcome to the Dan Patrick Show. Temporarily not working from home or the studio. Basically, what I'm saying is Dan Patrick is off today.
Broadcasting from the Mercedes Studios in Los Angeles.
In for Dan Patrick.
Hey, I want to thank you guys for filling in too. The reaction has been great.
Is Jason Smith and Doug Gottlieb.
Final hour of the Dan Patrick Show. Dan and the Danettes with a planned week off. Everything is all good. Just a week off they had planned before all of this coronavirus madness hit. Jason Smith, Doug Gottlieb in for them today as a smorgasbord of us filling in for them throughout the rest of the week here on Fox Sports Radio. And look, it's another weekend, another week we're heading up to of what the new normal is in the United States and what we're all going through every day, trying to figure out, you know, day to day, do I go to the store today? Do I not? And, you know, one thing we're all getting is a lot of time at home, a lot of time to stream things on television, a lot of time to get projects done around the house. And, you know, Doug, I know you went to Home Depot this weekend.
Went to Home Depot.
And
Beyond as well.
Oh, you went to, nice. Oh, you didn't go to Bed Bath & Beyond?
But I did go to Home Depot.
Oh, okay. Because I braved Target a couple of times. And that was a big thing for me.
How are you guys doing on the paper towels?
Paper towels are okay. Toilet paper and paper towels are actually okay. The biggest things that my wife is so upset about is that flour is really hard to get. The three biggest things you want to go to a grocery store
what
to try
kind
to get
of flour
are toilet paper,
yes,
flour,
yeah,
and rice. Those are the three things that every time she goes in, you know, I've gone to the store a couple of times, that's gone. It's gone very early
what
in the day
she,
and you have to get it.
What does she make with flour?
No, anything. Make pasta, making anything she wants
she
to
make.
She
makes pasta?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, oh, her and my daughter do a whole thing, make pasta. They have a pasta maker. She loves doing it. But flour is so ingrained in so many things she wants to make, food at home. But flour is really difficult to get. Flour and rice, people are buying off the shelves like crazy. And I made the worst mistake. I went to Target and I found rice. I'm like, oh, it's awesome. And it was brown rice. I'm like, great. All the rice was gone, except this was like the only rice that was left. Mm-hmm. And I'm figuring, oh, I'm lucky, right? I don't care. It's brown. So I buy like 3 bags of the brown rice. And not the big ones, but the small ones. I bring them home. She's like, oh, where'd you get those? Oh, that was all that was left. I was like, all right, great. And then we made it. We ate it and go, oh, now I know why this was left on the shelves. It was the worst rice ever. And I'm like, now I get that. I felt dumb because I bought the rice that clearly everybody else knew not to buy. And it was still the only rice on the shelves at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I should have known that, but I felt stupid.
Okay. What did you miss this weekend? Like in sports, we would have been discussing a Final Four.
Yeah.
It's been Final Four week. And we've been headed to Atlanta. So we've been, or Major League Baseball's opening weekend or NBA. Like, did you find yourself sitting down ever and going like, man, I wish I was on.
Oh, NCAA easy. You know,
more than your Mets?
You know how much I love baseball.
Yeah.
I'm still not at the point where I'm missing it yet. Maybe because baseball, I've always thought it begins way too early, right? And now we're starting, you know, March 26th was opening day. Obviously, with everything going on in the country, it was different. But I just wasn't at the spot to miss baseball yet. It really hit me Thursday night when Thursday was opening day. But I'm like, it would have been opening day on the first night of regionals. And I'm like, I fail to find myself missing baseball. Yeah, I know I'm going to get there. I know I'm going to get there because of how much I love baseball. But especially with this NCAA tournament that we would have seen, like we have been talking about, dude, Dayton is crushing everybody. All right, Obi-Wan Kenobi is the best player that everybody is now finally getting a chance to see because they haven't seen him all year because he plays for Dayton, right? Was Creighton going to be a team that was hot knife through butter through everybody? We see these mid-majors suddenly be the most dominant teams in the NCAA tournament. What kind of snubs would there have been? Because the list would have been 20 teams long this year with the way the season has gone. This has been such a crazy, out-of-control basketball season. I was missing what the storylines could have been. You know, was Garza going to be unstoppable? You know, would they have gotten in the tournament? Would he be unstoppable had they gotten in the tournament? Like all these things, I'm thinking, this is what I'm missing, all the possibilities of those storylines.
That's interesting. I mean, I watched the championship games of the past. I can't say, did I miss the games? Like, yeah. I don't think America missed the NCAA tournament that much.
Just, really?
I just don't. Because there wasn't, this was like kind of a nothing college basketball season to many of the, even the big boys that figured, you know, Kansas became the best team and Kentucky won the SEC and kind of you go through, you know, the bigger Dukes with, though they floundered down the stretch, they still were going to have a shot. I, you know, you and I know Dayton, okay, and Obi Toppin, but I don't think America got to know him. I think, you know, those kids, honestly, this, people start to understand the true value of the tournament and what it does for your own personal brand when you don't have that opportunity. It's a bummer way to end the season. I don't know. I can't say that I was missing the NBA, although it was just now cranking up to be good, right? Like the Lakers just kind of figured it out. The Clippers were getting whole. You know, you had the Bucks, you had a couple other teams in the East, like the Celtics, and Jason Tatum was playing great. I don't think it's hit home yet. Like, I'm with you. Not having opening day of Major League Baseball, you miss, but you don't pay attention to it right away. You're like, yeah, it's still very, very early. Somebody jumps out, hits 5 home runs in the first 10 games. You don't take them seriously yet. I think we're still in a pretty happy place where we missed basketball. We missed the tournament, but it's okay. They put championship games on. There's at least some hoop on TV. You miss baseball, but baseball, it's not yet baseball season in many places. I actually think you miss the kid stuff the most. I just do. You get so programmed as an adult to either watch or coach your kids and take them somewhere. And some of it is good, right? We all need like a collective 20-second timeout. Like, hey, let's take a breath and actually, how many times you had family dinner? We had a family dinner. I mean, like a year, like 5 times.
Yeah.
Right. Everybody's going somewhere else. And now it's almost like we can have family dinner again. We just had like the last 5 nights in a row.
I don't want to sit across from these people anymore.
No, I mean, you know, it's like you start to, oh, we're going to do family dinner and God talk some stuff out. So I think though missing your, I've gotten to where I'm missing my kids' play. Like my son's baseball season had just gotten underway. Hoop season was like full effect. you know, and then coinciding with coming back on a Saturday, watching ball on TV. I think you miss that normal, and you wonder when we're going to get back to whatever our new normal is.
Yeah, well, for the pros, the NBA I didn't miss as much because I know everything already, right? Where once you get to game 55 or so of the NBA season, that's kind of how the season's going to end. Right, the only drama really from game 55 to the end is what's the bottom of each conference going to look like? Right, who's going to make a run to get in the eighth spot? Who's going to move from eighth to six? Who's going to slide from six to eighth? Who's going to go from seventh to out? That's really the drama because the best teams have already. You're not going to see suddenly a big change at the top of the standings, and the Lakers are going to take a big dive, and someone's going to overtake. It's not baseball, so the NBA is kind of like, all right, we're sitting around waiting for the Lakers Clippers Western Conference final for a long time now. Baseball, like I said, getting into it. But college basketball is that I like the fact that this was going to be different. You know, I like the fact, and that's why I'm surprised that you're not as missing it as much, because I like the fact that for once we wouldn't always be talking about Duke. You know, it wouldn't be, all right, now here's, you know, we're going to talk about Duke and Kansas.
I'm not saying for me personally, it probably was going to come back around to being two or three of the names anyway. But two, I'm telling you that no matter how much people say, and I know you do love these Cinderella stories, the numbers tell you that unless Duke is in it, not enough people watching. Unless Carolina's in it, unless Kentucky's in it, unless Kansas is in it, like those are Syracuse to a lesser extent. Those are the ones that rate. Look, we had a great Final Four last year with a couple of unbelievable endings. The Auburn-Virginia game and the every Virginia game, essentially. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the national championship game, and you're talking about going to overtime and amazing stuff. But the viewership tells you that people want the brand names. They just do. And this was just a weird year where we didn't have this group of star-studded freshmen that were going to play and star. You know, the Wiseman kid plays a handful of games and he's done. Cole Anthony wasn't going to make the tournament with North Carolina. You have, you know, LaMelo Ball is playing. A couple of them are playing in Australia. And so I don't think it was just a very abnormal year. Is that, can be that be good? Yes. And have some weird results? Sure. But I don't know if, like, America's sitting at home going, I would have liked to learn about Obi Toppin and the rest of those Dayton Flyers today. I don't think that's totally how we're wired. And I think that we became hyper-focused really on Tom Brady when the selection show was eliminated, right? We became Tom Brady week. And then this week was Brady and a little bit of Dak and a little bit of Cam Newton week. So I don't know what people miss, but I'm not sure. They'll probably say they missed the tournament, but they missed gambling. You miss the first 2 days where there's upsets and you can't believe it. And then you tear your bracket up and you're like, wait a second, I might win this thing anyway. That's what they miss.
You know, the pageantry of the tournament, everything that goes along with it, the going out to watch the games, the keeping track of your brackets. My bracket is screwed because I'm glad I have Dayton winning it all. I got Dayton playing Creighton or Dayton playing Villanova, whatever, however you want to do it. People are always going to miss. It's always going to be built in that way. I just think as the tournament went on, here's these new guys. And there could have been a bit of a rally around, oh my God, thank God we're not talking about Duke all the time. This is something nice. Now, once you get to the Final Four weekend, you want chalk to be there, right? Because, you know, as much as you want upsets, that means we don't have chalk at the end. If we don't get upsets, but that means we could get chalk at the end. But I think we could have had been able to embrace other storylines, specifically if it was, what if it was the mid-majors year to be that dominant? And suddenly it's, you know, we're watching a couple of those teams that we don't expect to make way through the tournament and not just win. And because it's one thing for a team like Butler to win and go, boy, this is surprising. Oh, Butler's won again. Oh, Butler won again. Oh, here they are again the next year. Butler's done. George Mason's doing it. But to see a team do it and be, hey, you got to beat us. You know, we're the team you got to go through. That, I think, you know, could have set college basketball and you know, a complete 180 in how we look at this tournament and really the tournament going forward. Would this be where more mid-majors have to get in? Would this be a situation where you say, boy, we got to let more mid-majors in. We can't let less blue-blood programs in. Maybe we need more than 68 teams. Maybe
you
this has
so
to push a little bit
more. You got so far ahead of yourselves. Like, we had Wichita State was a one seed, was undefeated a couple of years ago. We've actually seen this. The whole, you know, Gonzaga, they're really more high major, but they played for a national championship. And we've seen, you mentioned VCU and George Mason and Butler, who was the first year they went wasn't that they were a preseason top 10 team. The second year they went, it was a lot more surprising in back-to-back years. But we've seen that before. The difference this year was that until Kansas kind of figured it out, the Blue Bloods weren't as dominant. You still looked in the top 10 and still most of the names that you know, and obviously Carolina having a terrible year was a surprise. But, you know, UCLA kind of figured it out late, and Duke had dudes, and, you know, Kansas was the best team in the country. So I don't think that the Dayton being a one seed was something we haven't seen before, but this was definitely a tournament where you could say, I don't know who the favorite is. You'd be like, all right, if you don't love Kansas, it's hard to find somebody other than Dayton that you do love, and they already played once before. What I'm fascinated by is what this does long term. Like, to me, that's more fascinating than what we're missing in the short term.
Not having the tournament does long term?
No. The shift in schedules. What does this do long term? You know, do we figure out, like, you know, they're going to play the Masters in October? So instead of azaleas, are we going to have the mums? The chrysanthemums of Augusta National, right?
These are fake birds you're piping in sound that are not
fake birds.
They're not there in October.
North. They're not blown north.
They leave in April. They're not there in October. I found that out.
Chrysanthemums of Augusta National.
Oh, no, by the way, are there any smarter people than golf fans? Because they know things like that. Oh, that bird sound is not germane to the area.
No,
I'm sorry, you're doing that wrong.
Completely. They know exactly what birds are supposed to be on what holes as well.
Yeah. Here's a rule the golfer violated there. I know nobody else in the Masters got it, but I'm watching TV at home. I know that's a rule violation.
I just mean, like, is the NBA going to really start at Christmas time? Is it going to end in the summer? You know, the reason that we've avoided the summer is not because the Summer Olympics or because of baseball. It's because in so many years in the past, people go on vacation and they don't watch TV on vacation, or they don't bring their box with them, so they don't rate, and the ratings are down. The overall cum and viewership is down. Does that change? Do people not go on vacation this summer? Not just because you don't want to travel, because you don't have any money, because people are losing. If you didn't lose your job, you lost, you know, half your savings. So, does that change? And do we start, does summer league change? The drafts change? The NFL draft is going to, it's going to be crazy. I mean, think about this, that you're having, I talked to two GMs this weekend. They both said about the same number, about 25% of their work cannot be completed. You know, like, they can still do the meetings on Zoom and they can meet with prospects, but, you know, being able to see a kid run in person when you can't, a quarterback throw in person when you can't interact with them, like, this is kind of how it's always been done. How much does this change the draft? How many swings and misses are there in the draft? You know, do they stretch the draft out over a couple more nights because there's nothing else on TV? All of this stuff could set a precedent that is not changed in the near future.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Doug at Gottlieb Show, Jason Smith, Doug Gottlieb, in for Dan and the Danettes today. Coming up next, Matt Holliday stopping by, former MLB star. Baseball having a big agreement over the weekend that they'll come back when there's no social distancing and people can be together again and there's no travel restrictions. When could baseball actually return? All that and more. We got to keep it right here, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you like where Mercedes-Benz has been, you're going to like where they're going. With a full range of EVs now available at your local dealer, Mercedes-Benz is turning electric completely on its head. Experience the all-electric EQB, a versatile luxury SUV that can seat as many as seven. The brilliantly advanced and superbly equipped EQE SUV, positively alive with groundbreaking technology. The inspired EQE, the electric sedan with energizing comfort features that recharge you. The boundlessly capable EQS SUV, a vehicle that takes luxury and innovation to places they've never been before. And of course, the magnificent EQS, the flagship of all EVs, delivering the Mercedes electric experience on a truly epic scale. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at your local dealer or mbusa.com/EQ.
Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show. Jason Smith and Doug Gottlieb in for Dan and the Danettes. Planned week off for Dan and the Danettes. They'll be back next week. Everything is all good, just on a bit of vacation. Major League Baseball made a big decision on Friday. Over the weekend, we started to get the details on it, that they figured out when they're going to return and maybe what's going to turn out to be a boilerplate agreement for the other sports as well. Major League Baseball has agreed to will return players, and the league says when there's no restrictions on mass gatherings and fans can come to games, so that kind of throws out the we'll play in empty stadiums, when there's no travel restrictions between the United States and Canada, and when health officials say it is safe for everybody to be close to each other, not have to practice social distancing. This is how Major League Baseball is going to return. Joining us now on the hotline, former MLB outfielder. You can follow him on Twitter at MattHolidayOSU. That's at MattHolidayOSU. The aforementioned Matt Holiday. What's happening, my friend?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Okay, so Matt, my first question is, how long does it take? When they say, okay, we're back, how long do you think it'll take Major Leaguers to get up and running? Because I believe in most states, guys are locked out of the facilities, but I know there's these like speakeasy, you can go in and throw and hit. How long does it take guys to get back up and running?
You know, I would say for position players, not long at all. Probably, I would say 10 days, you know, you would feel pretty comfortable if you got some live pitching, some simulated games, maybe a couple exhibition games. I think he could be ready because they've already had a big bulk, and yeah, they're probably going to have end up having a few months where they've been back to their homes. But I think the pitchers and how if they expand the rosters and they don't are dead set on pitchers having built themselves up to the 80 to 100 pitch mark to where they've added a few pitchers to the roster, and now all of a sudden you just ask your pitchers at the beginning of the season maybe to throw 4 or 5 innings, and that doesn't tax your bullpen, I think that they could be up and running pretty quick. I think most of the pitchers will probably able to throw right now, you know, as far as social distancing. I mean, playing catch, playing long toss and outside in a field, there's plenty of places to do that, at least where I'm at. I don't know if, you know, where the guys all ended up, but you should be able to throw, and guys should be able to still keep their arm in pretty good shape coming off most of a spring training. So my guess is not nearly as long as you would anticipate a normal spring training.
You know, Matt, we watched LeBron James say over the weekend that, hey, what's it going to be like when I'm going for a loose ball against someone who I know had coronavirus? Are we going to be able to do that? And the NBA having playing a close quarters, maybe the players might want to have second thoughts and go, wait a minute, are you sure it's really safe? Is it going to be safer for baseball players to come back because there's less contact, you know, whether it's only really plays at the plate or if a runner is being held on base or a batter in the batter's box, we can kind of keep that down a little bit so baseball may come back before the others?
Yeah, that would seem to make sense to me. I think that you're definitely looking at a less contact-oriented sport. I think, you could probably be much safer as far as distancing goes, as maybe not so much with your teammates, just because you spend so much time with each other and travel and all those things. But as far as contact with the other team, and there's going to be no scenarios where, like you said, maybe outside of a play at the home plate, which nowadays nobody runs into anybody anyways, you shouldn't really have a whole lot of interaction with the other team. So I think that's a good point. I don't know I'm not real up to date on exactly, you know, how this virus gets transmitted, but I would think that baseball would be something that you could start maybe back, maybe a little bit faster, but I think everybody's going to play this real safe. So, I would think that, it'll be when everybody is very, very sure, that nobody has it.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the opposite tact. I know that we look at it and we're like, hey, they never come in contact. They all touch touch the baseball, and guys go to their mouth all the time, you know, when they're touching the baseball. So, you know, it's like, all right, well, does the pitcher have it? Does the catcher have it? Matt,
they do throw ball out every play, though.
They do. They do. In Major League Baseball, they do. That's the one thing. Like, they go through how many baseballs?
Five pitches, right, is what a baseball averages?
Nowadays, if he touches the dirt, they throw it out anywhere. If you throw it to first base and the first baseman scoops it, it's out. I mean, they throw it out for everything. So maybe they'll just change ball every pitch.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if this intrigues you, but it interests me, like, look, I think I'm pretty sure we're going to have a season, but this is a big year in baseball. Like, Mookie Betts would get a credit for a year and be a free agent. The Dodgers just moved mountains to trade for him. That would be weird. And then you have, isn't the new collective bargaining agreement up? Like, this was going to be a big year for the players because they were unhappy with the last agreement, and this thing kind of got done, and they're willing to take only 4% of their pay. Like, it would be... there was a lot would be changed and turned over if we didn't have a baseball season. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that's obviously uncharted territory, and there's got a lot to be figured out. I mean, what are the contracts going to look like this offseason? Are teams going to be willing to look into giving Mookie Betts $300-400 million coming off of this sort of climate, and how much owners are stand to lose, or you know, what the economy looks like going forward? I mean, as far as what these free agents going to be willing to take a 1-year deal and see if the market or the economy is better the next year. I think you're right. I think there's a lot of unknowns with the bargaining agreement and you know, the relationship with the players and the owners. Is it a better place now because maybe there's perspective on what the country's gone through and maybe what's important, and everybody will be so excited just to have sports and baseball back on the field, and people will have something to kind of distract themselves from the last, you know, at that point will be sort of a lot of ugliness and this pandemic, and people will be excited to have sports back on TV and have a chance to go watch sports and be around people and kind of the excitement of hopefully what a World Series will bring. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's an interesting, obviously, uncharted territory with the sport and all sports. So the relationship with the players and the owners, you're right, was on, I think, a little bit rocky road going into this next agreement. And the players were, you know, I think the owners were looking to get some stuff, and the players were looking to get stuff back, and the draft and how all this is going to work out with the MLB draft, if they really do just draft 5 rounds. How that's going to affect the college game and what we're trying to do. And it's an interesting time for baseball and maybe more so than any other sport.
You know, Matt, you talked about the relationship that the players have with the teams, and that's kind of where I can see things getting a little crazy is that, look, sports are going to want to come back sooner. Obviously, you know, owners are losing money and they want to be able to fulfill TV contracts. And, you know, they may say, okay, we're good. We got the okay to come back. Can you see players, if it's a case of they go, well, is it really safe enough for us to come back? Or are you kind of pushing us to come back too early? And then it can become kind of a deal between the players and the teams.
You know, I don't think so. I think the players are ready to play. Yep. I think at the same time we understand. You know, I think players understand the seriousness of this virus. But this is what players do. They train all year. They want to play baseball. They love it. This is the first time it's for a lot of them that it's been taken away from them, and they, you know, they can't wait to get back to it. And so I think if the owners. I think they trust the owners enough that if the owners say, hey, we're going to play, that they trust that it's a safe time to play. I think everyone knows what's at stake and how bad that could look for owners if the players come back and all of a sudden we've got sick players or anybody that's coming down with the virus again. So I don't think that could be an issue. I think the owners are too wise to make a poor decision on the timing of bringing the players back.
Matt Holliday joining us here on the Dan Patrick Show, a 7-time All-Star, four-time Silver Slugger, and he joins us along with Jason Smith. I'm Doug Gottlieb. Now, for people who don't know, Matt, you're the hitting coach at Oklahoma State. Your brother Josh is the head coach, and then I don't know if you know about this, Jason. They have like the greatest staff ever. Robin Ventura is like a grad assistant.
Like you guys, he's just starting out,
right? No, so
he's a student coach. So yeah, he's a full-time student.
Full-time student coach. Like this is legit deal, right? And they're going to open. They're supposed to open like the best college baseball stadium anyone's ever had.
It looks fantastic.
Obrate Stadium. Okay, so but for people who aren't around a college campus, I was talking about how this affects college football and the upcoming season. Let alone your guys' baseball season was essentially canceled. But can you guys even get into the facility? If you have a guy who's rehabbing, because I know in the pros, you're allowed to rehab using your facility. What about in college?
No, they've sent them all home. Some of the kids have stuck around. But, yeah, the facilities at the college are closed. They can have some of the injured guys. They've been going through, I think, the training staff about sending them maybe to other places. But, yeah, the school and the athletic department's locked down, shut down. All the facilities are closed. So it's pretty crazy. I mean, during the summer here in Stillwater, it's pretty quiet and all the students are for the most part gone, but it's a ghost town around the university. And it's kind of awkward this time of year when it's getting warm and typically there's students out walking the streets and excited about the spring sports and, obviously nothing going on. So it's, I think they're using the rehab situation. They're getting to have, interaction, I think, with the trainers, but they're not here. And I think they're sending them to other facilities maybe. So I'm not 100% sure on that, but I do know that all the facilities at the university are closed.
Okay. Last thing, Bill Self joined me on my show. And he said he cleaned out his garage, like a 3-car garage. He's pretty proud of it. You know, everyone's done the honey-do list, right? Things that they've done. Buddy of mine says he's going to paint his house. Is there a new hobby that you've picked up
or a hobby
that you've done that you
Bilbo Baggins is moving
never,
in with him.
I never would have done this, but I got all the time in the world, so I've done it.
You know, the good thing is that we recently built a wiffle ball field on our property out here, a turf wiffle ball field with lights and a backstop, and so we've put in some time out playing wiffle ball with the family, and we chopped down some trees for firewood for fun. We went and bought a chainsaw and an axe, and the boys have been splitting wood. So we've done about as much. We've started to just kind of mess around out there, and there's a pond out there, so we're gonna start maybe fishing, and we chopped down some of the brush around the pond. We've done a bunch of stuff, and every day we're trying to come up with a little bit of a new plan so that we don't get stuck in this Groundhog Day routine. But I think they start up some online school stuff this week and stuff. So, but it's Yeah, the good thing is we've got that property out there where we can kind of go and spread out a little bit. And having four kids, we can kind of get a little bit of space and let them roam and wear them out a little.
Matt, you got a pool over there, too? You got a pool and a pond?
Pool and a pond.
Pool and a pond? Pool you got a pool over there?
We've got a pool at the house, but the pond's out at our land. So the pool is not open yet. As I'm looking at it right now, it's not ready to be swam in yet. So we'll see if the people that come and do that sort of thing are going to come on Wednesday or if that.
See, there's your new thing. You're looking for something new. You could become pool guy. You could become your wife's pool boy.
A pool boy. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, then she'd be sleeping with the pool boy. There you go.
Yeah.
Follow him on Twitter at Matt Holiday OSU. That's at Matt Holiday OSU or at Pool Boy OSU. Be there as well.
Pool boy. New Twitter handle. That's his burner account. Thanks so much, Matt.
Great to talk to you guys.
What's your hobby? What's the one thing you've done that you'd never done before?
That I've never done before. Well, okay. Number one, I really enjoy Modelo. Yeah. Certain beers.
Especial or?
Yes, the new Especial. Oh my God, it's fantastic. It is delicious. I'm like, oh my God. Because look, my whole life I've always been, a light beer guy, Coors Light. That's been my beer my whole life. Now these guys that I coach with and hang out with have been, they drink Modelo. And I'm like, okay. And now over the course of the past couple weeks, when I go to the store now, I'm like, yeah, get a six pack of Modelo. I'm kind of enjoying Modelo. Okay. I didn't think I would like that. But now I'm like, now I'm drinking it. Now it's like my beer. Every time I watch Better Call Saul, they drink Modelo. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to have a Modelo. Yeah, they have Modelo on the show. I'm going to have one here while I'm watching it.
I was thinking more about cleaning the house or doing a chore around the house. I love
that. Oh, thing. Well. Yes. what I really wanted, this is why my wife and I work so well together.
Yes.
It's because I want to get rid of everything and she wants to keep everything.
That's the opposite of me. I like keeping, I don't like throwing stuff away.
Oh, I want to get rid of everything. So I'm like, okay, you know what? Today, this room. And every time I go, just show me what you want to keep and I'll take care of everything else. And now it's at the point where she's like, I'm not going to walk into the other room and see what you have. No, keep everything. I'm like, no, I'm going to get rid of some stuff. You got it. I'll do it. Don't worry about it. I'll do all, but you tell me what you want to get rid of so we can make some room out here. And that's kind of what a room a day. And then I'm like, okay, now I got to take a couple of days off because I can't have her come in and say, tell me what you like about this room and what you want to get rid of this room. Because that's what I want to do is just, get rid of stuff and move it around. And, that's kind of, all right, we've had this for 3 months. We're not really using it. Okay, boom. Let's get rid of it. Something else. Put something else in here.
I've cleaned the garage. I think I've cooked on my, I use the Green Egg. I've cooked on the Traeger, the Green Egg. I'm going to go with, of the last 14 days, 11 times.
Wow, really?
11 times, yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. To the point where everybody's like,
every day.
We're good.
Yeah,
so I went out and I bought when this thing first. I went out and bought a lot of like good meat, and then I have the butcher box stuff that comes, and so I have a freezer full of meat and fish and whatever, and I've been slowly picking and choosing. Last night it was burgers. It was amazing. It was amazing. So,
11 out of 4. That's pretty good.
Yes,
that's a pretty good percentage.
Yes.
We get to the point. My wife is like, I'm done. I can't. Let's order something out. All right, let's go get. We'll go pick it up. I mean, it's really been a whole new way of life. And now it's even when we get food, we order it out. It's like, okay, I'll bring it in and I'll wear gloves and I'll, open up all the food and we all wash your hands. And, if you touch a bag or something, it's like, okay, go wash your hands again. It's just, it's really weird.
No, my brother is a master on that Traeger. We try and kind of one up each other. Like, what rub do you use?
All right.
He's up in Oregon. He's cooking. I'm cooking. We're like FaceTiming each other, trying to see who does a better job in the grill.
Wow, who's winning so far?
My food's amazing. Mine's much better.
Oh, okay.
Because I also do, I've done some sautéed spit. I've tried to I got to mix up my sides. My sides got a little stale because almost all my sides are like baked in the oven, like kale baked in the oven with olive oil, broccoli baked in the oven and blackened with olive oil. Right. So I had to figure out some new sides. So that's what I've been working on.
Oh,
thinking about trying a baked mac and cheese this week, like the real cheese mac and cheese.
Oh, okay. You watching Food Network? Because that's all that's on.
I know, but
Food Network's replaced, sports in my house. We default that's like the channel that when you turn the TV on, what it defaults to Food Network, 53.
Ours, well, we started just doing the, we watched the Tiger King and Cheer last week.
Okay.
So Cheer first, then Tiger King. Now we got to figure out what's next.
Oh, all right.
Figure out, you do the individual documentaries, or you do the series. You know, Succession has been recommended to me. Maybe Better Call Saul. I don't know. I got to figure out what's next. So that's a big night to try and look at the queue and see what's next.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Doug at Gottlieb Show, Jason Smith, Doug Gottlieb in for Dan and the Danettes. Today's show brought to you by Mercedes-AMG. Be prepared for whatever comes your way in the all-new GT four-door coupe, because life is a race. Visit your local dealership for a test drive today. And if you missed any of the Dan Patrick Show celebrity interviews this week from the Mercedes-AMG Man Cave, just go to the Dan Patrick app, where you can watch and listen from inside the Mercedes-AMG Man Cave. Mercedes-AMG. Driving performance. Coming up next, interesting you bring that up. Is everybody really watching the classic games that are on TV, or are people only saying they're watching the classic games that are on TV, replacing live sports? That's next right here, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike, and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The all-electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is luxury and innovation on a truly magnificent scale. It's not just the flagship of the Mercedes-Benz electric lineup. It sets a whole new standard for all luxury electric vehicles. You're going to marvel at this epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen, featuring self-upgrading next-generation AI and a beautiful, intuitive interface for both driver and front seat passenger. You'll experience next-level comfort in an exquisite, spacious, near-silent cabin that makes this flagship feel more like you're piloting a spaceship. And you'll appreciate the graceful aerodynamic design that almost completely eliminates drag for an outstanding operating range of up to 350 miles on a single charge. The EQS is an object lesson in just how far electric mobility has come. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Take a test drive. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQS.
Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show. Jason Smith, Doug Gottlieb in for Dan and the Danettes, who have a planned week off. How much trouble you have in keeping your kids off their devices?
I've always been the bad guy.
Okay.
So I'm okay with it.
Oh, all right. You're the one that gets to say, hey, come on.
No, I mean, honestly, so my son, he knows, like, he has a phone for emergency use only. Like if he goes to school and nobody's home, so he texts us when he gets home, whatever. Mm. Or if he goes to somebody's house, he's got to have it with him. But he's been able to use it The biggest issue was you got kids that let's like text at all hours, his little buddies that have now access to it, and girls, and it's funny, but it's just, you know, thousands upon thousands of texts. So we just shut the text off. He's not bad. I mean, he's never been a video game guy, but he's playing Street 3, which is a skateboarding game he loves. He got a little mad because I beat him at 2K.
Okay.
He had the Warriors, and it was a close game, and I beat him with the Rockets. And just to prove my dominance, like, hey, look, I can beat you with any team. I'll beat you with the Rockets, who can never beat the Warriors. So he's okay because he still likes to get outside and do something. The girls, you almost have to like physically take it from them and be the jerk, and that's kind of who I am. I'm good in that role.
See, my daughter is now, the one thing is it's been okay, but now that she's doing these Zoom lessons for school, which are great, in the afternoon, she's like, hey, we all want a Zoom. Me and Marlo and Jade and Quinn, we all want a Zoom. So they'll get their own personal time together, just kind of hang out. Yeah, they're like, cool. Well, we didn't get a chance to hang out.
Oh,
like,
adults are doing that with happy hour. You know that,
yeah,
right?
my wife did adult happy hour on Saturday. And she came out of an adult happy hour 2 hours after. She was in the office all by herself. She comes out at 9 o'clock. Hey, what are you guys doing? I go, oh my God, you could really drink like that by yourself in front of a computer screen?
Yes.
That's amazing.
I think it's incredible. It's incredible. Man, I mean, look, thankfully most states don't allow smoking in their bars anymore. But like, remember, you used to go out and how much you pay for a drink, and I could just go and hang out with the exact same people, and I could hear the conversation. Or sometimes you go to a place like, I couldn't hear a word.
And you can mute people who, if you don't want to hear them talk. Right. I'm muting you. You're muting you on the corner right here.
Yes. I wish there was, you know what they should have? Now Zoom is a company that no one knew anything about.
Oh, I wish I had that stock in Zoom.
Right.
You know?
But whoever is like the next Zoom, you got to invent a Charlie Brown's teacher button, right? So when somebody's talking, he's like, you know what I saw the other day, and then all of a sudden you press the button, wonk, 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 Doug, wonk, 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 Jason, wonk, 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 Dan Patrick, right?
Right.
That's what I need, is that's the next step in Zoom, Zoom 2.0, that's what they need.
All right, I like that.
Mine are like, I have one that's in the school where they've been up and running. It's called distance learning.
Yes.
For like a week and a half now. Has all their classes. The public schools, even though they're doing it, they don't have, because not every kid in the district has access to internet, they can't, they're just reviewing still. It's kind of, you know, they have packets to do whatever, mm-hmm. but they can't teach them new stuff, you know, virtually. But I have the one who's on all the time, she knows how to she'll be watching something on Netflix, and then you'll walk in the room and she'll flip back over to her class, and she'll be like, hey, wait, what? What are you doing?
Like people in the NCAA tournament, you have the spreadsheet up, then your boss walks away and they click back to the games.
I mean, think about it now, like solitaire, they haven't figured out solitaire yet. Solitaire's not as big, but if they do figure out solitaire, they'll never leave the device. You were you had to be at some point addicted to solitaire, right?
Oh yeah, solid. Well, now I play a lot of classic words. I'll play this game called Monkey Wrench now, which is fantastic. Now I'm addicted to Monkey Wrench, which is finding these words that are all twisted up. Oh, it's phenomenal.
Okay, so you have not seen Tiger King yet?
No, I've not seen Tiger King.
Are you guys going to start tonight?
We have to start at some point because after hearing everything about and watching the promo, and it looks like a Saturday Night Live, like it's one of those fake TV shows. This guy said, we have to watch this. He has tigers. He's got a mortal enemy that wants him to not have tigers. And I think she's accused of killing her husband. And there's polygamy. I'm like, this sounds like everything I should be watching right now.
Yes. It's one of those stories where you're going to get done and you're like, I've lived in Oklahoma. I love Oklahoma, but like not really surprising that in Wynnewood, Oklahoma, it existed and people knew. I have friends that went to it. You will never, ever, ever eat a meal from a small zoo ever again after watching it.
Whoa, really?
Ever. You will never.
From a small zoo?
From a small zoo.
Is it because the zoo's getting smaller when they serve food, or is...
I just watch it. You'll also think you know who the good person is, and then I would say by episode 3, you're like, yeah, no, they're all bad.
All right, so it's like Sons of Anarchy. All right, very good.
Only real
all
life. Right. There's so many different levels to it. There's drug use. There's horrible teeth. There's a mullet. There's piercings in places that you don't want to have people discuss piercings. Yeah, it really checks every box for a bizarre subculture that somehow has existed for 20 years and only now we've become aware of it. And each one of those people could have their own documentary reality show and no one would flinch. No one would flinch.
See, and that's what I'm in for now is watching more of the docs and the sports documentaries and the reality shows, because all the classic games that are on now, the games that are from the past 10 or 15 years, I feel like I can see those games when I want to on YouTube.
Yeah, but there's so many things that you forgot. Them. Aren't there things you forgot or things that you missed? You
know, yeah, I'm sure there are.
It's like seeing a Will Ferrell movie. The second time you see it, you're like, oh my God, it's so much funnier because I know kind of the outcome of the movie. Now I can pay attention to the funny stuff.
Well, yeah, it's with a lot of comedies because the jokes are layered the way they are. I just feel like if you're going to show me something I really want to see, that you're going to show me a classic game, let me see an NFL game from like 1974. Let me see an NBA game from the late 60s. You know, let me see something where, wow, this is, I want to see what the broadcast looks like. I want to see what the players look like. I want to see how good they look. I want to see how good the game looks. Give me something that I really can't see. That I'd be in for.
Yeah. I mean, look, I would love a Mystery Science Theater 3000 thing. Like, you're watching some of these NBA players have done this where they've gone back and IG'd out a film of them in high school, in college. And then talked about it, you know, over IG, like made funny comments. Like, I think that's a show, you know, put up a famous game and then have those guys on social media or on, you know, whatever, talk about what they were thinking right there. I think that'd be amazing.
Patent pending.
Trademark.
That works. Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith, Doug Gottlieb in for Dan and the Dan. That's Twitter at How About a Fresca, Doug at Gottlieb Show. You're doing Colin, you're doing your show today, right?
I'll be on Colin's show. I'm doing my show as well.
This is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.